This book has been kindly donated to RNIB free of charge by HarperCollins. We're very grateful for this generosity, which enables us to make more high-quality unabridged audiobooks available to blind and partially sighted people.
Harper Audio presents Inspector French and the Box Office Murders by Freeman Wills Crofts, read by Phil Fox.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. The Purple Sickle. Inspector Joseph French of the Criminal Investigation Department of New Scotland Yard sat writing in his room in the great building on Victoria Embankment. Before him, on his desk, lay sheet after sheet of memorandum paper covered with his small, neat writing, and his pen travelled so steadily over the paper that an observer might have imagined that he had given up the detection of crime and taken to journalism. He was on a commonplace job, making a précis of the life history of an extremely commonplace burglar. But though he didn't know it, fate, weighty with the issues of life and death, was even then knocking at his door. Its summons was prosaic enough, a ring on the telephone. As he picked up the receiver, he little thought that that simple action was to be his introduction to a drama of terrible and dastardly crime, indeed one of the most terrible and dastardly crimes with which he had ever had to do.
"That Inspector French," he heard. "Arrowsmith speaking. Arrowsmith of Lincoln's Inn."
A criminal lawyer with a large practice, Mr. Arrowsmith was well...